Canadian Quebec 6 Lima November. This is Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra. How do you copy? Canadian Quebec 6 Lima November. This is Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra. I read you loud and clear. India Quebec 6 Lima November. This is Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra. How do you copy? Over. India, Quebec, 6 Lima, November. This is Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra, Sierra. I am ready for the event. Over. Hello. First of all, hi and buongiorno, Italy. So the experiments we can conduct in space, especially in the medical field, improve directly the way we solve problems, medical problems on Earth. Over. You know, I'm very joyful in nature, so I was already very happy before, but since I arrived in space, I'm even happier. Over. Hello, very good question. So in microgravity, the dominant force is not gravity anymore, so it enables to let appear less dominant force, for example, surface tensions, which holds the liquids together. It's very easy to see it in space. Over. Hi, yes, we can hear a lot of sounds in space, so it's interesting because in space we hear, in the space station, we hear a lot of the technological noises. You know, here the ISS is a giant laboratory, so we hear valves, we'll hear clicks, we hear fans, we hear ventilation, and so what about the smell? The smell inside the station is like a home, but outside space, when we come back from EVA, it smells a little bit like burned, something burned. Over. Hi, when we leave Earth, we feel a big push, like a big force that the rocket will push us to leave the atmosphere. So this is like a giant ride in It's very fun. Over. Hi, the most visible effects on global warming are sometimes the dryness, and especially the lakes that become more and more dry, and also sometimes the forests that are, you see that they are not as numerous. We can also see some fires, unfortunately. Over. Hi, the hardest task in space is for sure spacewalks. When we go in our spacesuit outside the International Space Station, it's the hardest and the most challenging task for both astronauts and ground teams as well. Over. Hello, you know, I would love to be able to answer this question, but I don't know. I was not able to see this, and so what I can see, but it's very beautiful, is all the auroras from space. Over. Hello, we have a very busy schedule here. We are doing some medical experiments, some scientific experiments, and also some station maintenance. We have to, it's both our home and a laboratory, so we have to do maintenance and sometimes fix things, like fix the toilets. Over. Hello, yes, definitely. When you see the Earth so beautiful and you see the very, very thin atmosphere, you really want to do everything you want to protect the environment. Over. Hi, yes, I wanted to become an astronaut when I was a little kid. I was dreaming a lot about this, but I had no idea how I would make it happen, and here we go today. So if you have a dream, just believe in it and work for it, and it might happen in the end, and I wish you the best. Over. Hi. So I myself have not discovered anything, but we are working a lot of different experiments, and I could give you a very good example. We are using the way crystals are growing in space to really find new solutions to design new medication, because the way you create medicines is using crystal growth in particular. So, yeah, it will be very soon useful for Earth. Over. Hello, I received inspiration of people who wrote books, who showed videos of what they were doing as astronauts, and I really thought that this job would be very fun, and I really wanted to try my best to become an astronaut. Over. Hello. So in microgravity, we are not using the muscles and the body the same in, as on Earth. So we lose a lot of muscle mass, we lose some bone density, and then for that reason, we do a lot of sports here. The heart also becomes a little bit lazy because compared on Earth, like you would have to pump the whole blood to bring it to the brain, but in here, the blood is evenly distributed, so it doesn't have to pump as hard over. You know, just the Earth itself is so beautiful. This is for sure the most beautiful thing, but maybe I did cross.